The Trump administration has reduced the number of refugees the United States will accept in the year that ends next September. His administration says it will accept a maximum of 45,000. Worldwide, there are more than 22 million refugees right now. A new temporary exhibit at Seattle's South Lake Union Discovery Center aims to give people a better understanding of the stress of having to flee your home. More from 88.5's Ashley Gross.
The free exhibit is called Forced from Home, and it's organized by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. Casey O'Connor is a project coordinator with the group. She lives in Seattle when she's not leading medical aid projects in places such as Uganda and Syria. She's one of the guides for the exhibit. O'Connor says visitors experience different stages of being a refugee, starting with having 30 seconds to decide which five things to bring with you as you flee your home. Clothes, money, passport, keepsakes.
And then along the way, people end up having to give up one of those five things that they decided to take because the traffickers, you know, are asking for more money.
Touring the exhibit takes about an hour. O'Connor says she hopes it will help people understand that refugees are not economic migrants, but people who are fleeing from violence and war. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.